Never go a day without praise. Hallelujah. That was awesome. Thanks, John and Gary and Mitchell and Jordan. Anybody else got something before we go on? Yes, ma'am.
God is a very present help in time of need, and he's a gentleman. So if you want help, you should ask him before you're in the time of need. Like, talk to him every day. He'll show up.
Yes. He is always present, but you got to ask. Very plainly, the other day, a very familiar verse of scripture came to mind, and I know that I think it's for probably all of us, but I know at least several people that, like, I could see their faces when I heard it. Over in Psalm 46, Psalm, the 10th verse, we're all familiar with it. Be still and know that I'm God. And when I heard it, it was so plain. Obviously, I mean, I can remember being in church when I was a little kid and the choir would sing that as the, you know, doxology thing. Be still. And so it caught my attention. I went and looked it up. The Hebrew word there, rapha, is very similar to Rapha, which is healer, right? Rapha means literally, the definition is to relax. We have an expression we use, what is it? What?
Chill.
Literally, God said, hey, chill out. And know. That word know there, it just like, bam. I knew immediately what I was going to find. The word is yada, and it is the Hebrew version of gnosko, which is to come to know by experience, experiential knowledge. So think about, couple it with what Julie said a moment ago, chill out and experience the fact that I am God. What a beautiful thing to say. In the middle of your day, when nothing seems to be going your way, chill out and experience who he is. He's always there. He is always present. You simply have to acknowledge him. Get the other thoughts out, clear the other junk out of the way, and chill out and experience that fact. Take that as a promise, you know? I know many of us do it, but in this day and time, and especially, you know, I know personal situations that y'all have going on that are kind of tough, you know, as God's promoting you and working your way through things. Let him do it. He will. Would you bring that PowerPoint up for me? I think it was week before last, maybe. We actually ended on a verse of scripture. I put it in the Monday morning high. Actually, it was last week. And then I put it in Monday morning high. And as I was looking, meditating over it again, it's one of those things that hit me that this is one of those verses that God put his finger on years ago that I speak out over you guys virtually every day from the first chapter of Colossians. And what I realize is I've gotten so used to saying it as a declaration before him that if you picked up your Bible and looked at it, you would see who has delivered us out from the authority, some things say power, of darkness and transformed or translated us into, then it says the kingdom of his dear son or the kingdom of the son of his love, something to that effect. And when I speak it to you, and what I wrote down, what we talked about last week, what I actually wrote in the Monday morning highway without even thinking about it, who has delivered us out from the authority of darkness, and we're going to get back to where we were last week, translated us into the kingdom of the purposeful good will of God. And that's just the way I say it. I've gotten so used to it because when you're talking to other people in that short context, you don't know who his is, right? So you're just pointing out the fact that we're talking about the Son of God. So that's why that's in there. And that's the phrase. So I brought it so you could see it. Basileia, as you, my Greek scholars know, that's not a geographical kingdom. The word is realm or rule of authority. That's literally the definition of the word. It's wherever that rule of that particular authority is, that's Basileia. That's the word for kingdom. And then you have two weu, agapes, hymen. And so, I mean also. So you look at those things, what do they mean? Well, it literally says it is the realm or rule of authority of his son's love. Agape is purposeful goodwill, right? So what it's saying is the kingdom, the realm, ruled by the purposeful goodwill of him or of God. Got it? So that's why I say it that way. Now I want to get back into where we were last week with the beautiful revelation of methistemi in that verse of scripture. That methistemi, you can hear meta with, histemi is to stand. So you've got to stand with or with standing. And in seeing the beauty of that picture, it's a verb, it's something that's happening. You have been delivered, who has delivered you, that would be God, delivered out from the ecclesia, the authority of darkness, and placed with standing in the kingdom or realm ruled by the purposeful goodwill of the Son of God.